This is Left, Right and Center, and I'm Maria Shakil. Our top story this hour, the Prime Minister today hit out, in fact, has come all guns blazing against the Trinamool Congress and Aam Aadmi Party over non-implementation of the Ayushman Bharat scheme. Prime Minister Modi said so while launching the Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana health insurance scheme, which is for senior citizens. And under the scheme, people aged above 70 years will get a health cover up to 5 lakh annually. Those already covered under the Ayushman Bharat scheme will get a top-up of 5 lakh crore. The scheme, in fact, aims to benefit about 6 crore senior citizens. Prime Minister Modi, while targeting the governments in Bengal and Delhi today, said that tendency to oppress ailing people for political interests is inhuman. First the report, and then I bring in the guests.
मैं दिल्ली के 70 साल के ऊपर के जितने बुजुर्ग हैं और पश्चिम बंगाल के 70 साल के ऊपर के जितने बुजुर्ग हैं उनसे क्षमा मांगता हूं कि मैं आपकी सेवा नहीं कर पाऊंगा। मैं उनसे क्षमा मांगता हूं कि मुझे पता तो चलेगा आपको कष्ट है, मुझे जानकारी तो मिलेगी, लेकिन मैं आपको सहाय नहीं कर पाऊंगा। और कारण, दिल्ली में जो सरकार है और पश्चिम बंगाल में जो सरकार है वो इस आयुष्मान योजना से जुड़ नहीं रही है।
The Prime Minister's lament on Ayushman Bharat not reaching possible beneficiaries in Delhi and West Bengal has set off a political showdown between the BJP and the TMC and the Aam Aadmi Party. The Trinamool Congress says that the Prime Minister's comment is an attempt to confuse people, and the Swasthya Sathi, the state's own health insurance scheme, is better and has better coverage.
Pradhan Mantri ji, unka scheme ka rules and regulations hai, wo detail mein nahi bataya aur पब्लिक को कंफ्यूज करने का एक पॉलिटिकल मैसेज दिया।
The TMC also says when it comes to funding, coverage, mode of implementation, cost and other parameters, Swasthya Sathi fares better. The BJP has countered this saying there are complaints of Swasthya Sathi cards not being honored as payments are delayed to hospitals. The AAP also hit out at the PM as it claims it has transformed healthcare services in Delhi in its tenure.
If a person has an income more than 10,000, then he is not entitled to get treatment under the Ayushman scheme. So what's the point in implementing such a scheme? Whereas on the other hand, Delhi government is providing treatment even up to 5 crores.
Delhi mein Arvind Kejriwal naam ki ek bhrashtachari sarkar baithi hai jo nahi chahti ki Delhi ke bade buzurgon ki seva ki jaye.
Healthcare costs can be a huge burden for most families in India. And the adversarial positions that both the state and the union government have taken on an important policy initiative like health insurance vis-a-vis the Ayushman Bharat is an indicator that the cooperative federalism that both state and union governments espouse is often absent. Perhaps people should be given the choice to choose between the two schemes and decide which one works better for them. With camera person Aniruddha Tripathi, in Kolkata, Saurabh Gupta, NDTV.
And joining me now, R.P. Singh, National Spokesperson of the BJP. Anmol Panwar is a spokesperson of Aam Aadmi Party. Tausif is a political analyst. He'll be joining me shortly. We have Amitabh Tiwari, political strategist, and Shikha Mukherjee, a senior journalist. I can see Tausif as well. He has joined as well. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Anmol, the question here is, that give people the choice. Why deprive particularly the elderly of what is a legitimate need for them, particularly in the health sector?
You have raised a very pertinent question, and this is what I want to ask BJP spokesperson. Maria ji, you would agree that access to quality healthcare is a fundamental right, and it is essential for the well-being of every individual, regardless of age. So what the PM Ayushman Yojana they are offering is that there's a cap of only rupees 5 lakhs. The people can avail only up to 5 lakh of rupees. And the only the ones whose income is less than 10,000. In Delhi, even an unskilled worker, the minimum wage is more than 18,000. Moreover, we have seen that this scheme has been a massive flop in the past. It is marred with corruption. And it's the CAG report in from 2018 to 2021 which says so. Let me read out what the CAG report, while highlighting the discrepancies, including invalid name, unrealistic dates. It said that more than 2.25 lakh cases where the date of surgery was shown to be later than the date of discharge. It says that people, more than 9 lakh beneficiaries were registered against a number, double line, double line, double line, double line, double line. So this is the reality of the scheme. Whereas on the other hand, Delhi government is providing free and quality world-class healthcare facilities where there's no restriction, there's no bar on the amount which a person can avail. So okay. it's there's no comparison between the two schemes.
Okay.
Even the patients from Haryana and Uttar Pradesh, adjoining states of Delhi, they come here for treatment.
Okay, you have made your point. Let me bring in Tausif. Tausif, you know...
And just 10 seconds.
Okay.
And why is there a cap of rupees 5 lakh on healthcare funding of elderly citizens?
Well, R.P. Singh will explain everything.
When their needs significantly increase over the period of time.
Okay. That can be explained as well. But Tausif, in 2019, West Bengal Chief Minister, who also holds the state's health portfolio, had said that the reason why the state government, her government, is not implementing the Ayushman Bharat scheme was because she accused the Prime Minister of taking credit. So if it is about credit war, take the credit, but ensure that the poorest of the poor get access to health through this
Absolutely.
Scheme.
Absolutely. The Prime Minister's only goal is to take away the credit for this scheme, which was introduced by Mamata Banerjee government much before than Ayushman scheme was introduced by the central government. In 2016, Swasth Sathi scheme was introduced by Mamata Banerjee and Ayushman scheme was introduced 2 years later in 2018. Now, you see, the scheme which Mamata Banerjee government runs is much more efficient and much more beneficial in comparison to Ayushman. Secondly, the beneficiary under the Ayushman has to make a contribution. There is only 60% funding provided by the central government on the Ayushman scheme. Whereas in Swasth Sathi scheme, it is fully funded by the state government of West Bengal. And it is applicable to entire 10 crore population of West Bengal. Anybody living in West Bengal holding the Swasth Sathi card is eligible to take benefit, to take the benefit under the Swasth Sathi scheme. Whereas in Ayushman, there are restrictions, there are so many loopholes, and ultimately the cause, to serve the people and the larger and mainly the poor section of the people is served by Swasth Sathi scheme more efficiently than Ayushman. So why should Mamata Banerjee, take away the Swasth Sathi scheme and allow Mr. Modi, whose only intention is to take credit. Mamata Banerjee will not allow the politics to come in the way when it comes to state healthcare and welfare schemes to serve the people of Bengal.
Okay, you have made your point.
And the track record shows so.
Okay, you have made your point. So now all the questions are directed towards R.P. Singh. Will you please respond to the charge that is coming in from the Aam Aadmi Party and the TMC that their state-centric schemes are far more better than the insurance scheme being which is being offered by your government, and that is the reason why they're not agreeing to it.
Thank you for inviting me, and happy Dhanteras to all your viewers, and especially those who are being left out of this scheme, because their Dhanteras is not so good this time. But let's talk about what is my friend Mr. Aman was talking about, some ghosts and all those things. This is the clipping from the Hindu newspaper, which says 65,000 ghost patients were underwent tests at Mohalla Clinic This is this year itself. In Delhi last year, Anti-Corruption Bureau is investigating that. 65,000 ghost patients. The problem with the Aam Aadmi Party is I give a challenge to them. Come with me and tell me one government hospital where the treatment is not being done and then they recommend it to the other private hospital. Mm-hmm. Or tests have been connected, with tests which are not available in the private hospital are being allowed to be connected by the private hospitals. But this is all fabrication, all falsehood. And also not that this much. There were three children who died in their scheme of Mohalla Clinic. Here it is. Three children dies because of the Mohalla Clinic cough syrup, which was given by the Mohalla Clinic doctors, prescribed by the Mohalla Clinic doctors. But the problem is that this scheme is not only available for both the states. It's not only available for a person to be get some treatment in the state only. If a person from Bengal wants to get himself treated outside the state and he is working somewhere else and still want to be treated outside the state, he'll get the benefit. Today, there are more than 52 hospitals in Bengal and 78 hospitals in Delhi, which takes the patient from Ayushman scheme, which treats the patient under the Ayushman scheme. So, if someone is not well in Bengal and he wants to be treated in Delhi, he'll be treated in a hospital like Gangaram Hospital. Or someone in other state wants to get himself treated in Bengal and then he's working there as a migrant labor and he wants to be treated in Bengal, he'll get advantage of that in the Bengal also. So the scheme is pan-India and then has the advantage of that one can use hospital pan-India, not only in the state. So, but they have to do politics. They have to deprive people of the above 70 years of age of the scheme. And also, tell me please that the scheme of the Bengal government is applicable on the people who have 70 years of age or no?
Tawseef, since you said that it's for every citizen of Bengal, what is the response to that? Does it cover everyone above the age of 70 as well?
The only person who is being deprived by Swasthya Sathi and what is being deprived is Mr. Modi, the credit. But the benefits, all the benefits under the scheme is available to all the people of Bengal, irrespective of the age limit. This age limit was there in Ayushman scheme, which they have now corrected. There was no such limit under the Swasthya Sathi scheme.
Okay.
So the question of deprivation arises. Only Mr. Modi is deprived of not taking a credit, and the credit goes to Mr. Banerjee.
Okay. Yes, R.P. Singh?
No. Give me a second.
Yes.
Tomorrow, someone gets unwell who hails from Bengal and is living in Delhi for some time period. We have to go fly back to Bengal to avail the scheme. Well, why can't he be treated in Gangaram or B.L. Kapoor or any other hospital which is there?
Everyone is entitled to get treatment in Delhi, Mr. Singh. That is why people from joining BJP-ruled states, they come to Delhi for treatment.
You are miserably failed in Delhi to provide health services. I just showed you. You have 65,000 ghosts.
Regardless of the income bracket.
65,000
ghosts. Regardless of the income bracket, anyone can avail better healthcare facilities in Delhi. You must comment on the CAG report which has exposed the corruption. CAG report has exposed the corruption.
Let me bring in the two journalists now, Shikha Mukherjee and Amitabh Tiwari. Please, I usually do not like noise on my shows, so I would really request everyone to speak when their turn comes. So, Shikha Mukherjee and Amitabh Tiwari. Amitabh, coming to you. You know, states not allowing center schemes to be implemented in their respective states is not something unusual. It has happened in the past as well. But what is concerning here is about a health scheme which has delivered for citizens across the country. Do you think it's problematic when health ministers or chief ministers make it about credit war?
It is clearly problematic because the scheme is a nationwide scheme. It is not for an NDA government or a UPA government. It is for all governments, it's for all people, regardless of caste, creed, gender, etc. Now, in West Bengal, if you see, it is suffering due to this competitive politics and this politics of taking credit. Now, in West Bengal, the limit is 5 lakh rupees. So, if the central scheme is also implemented, people get 10 lakhs. They are benefited. They will be having 5+5, which is called as a top-up, let's say, in insurance schemes. The term is very prevalent used. So, and even in, let's say, Delhi, they have a 5 crore, let's say. So you have 5 crore, 5 lakhs. So this competitive politics is actually leading to people suffering, because this is a very good scheme, because the people who are retired, the people who do not have any source of income, are going to get treatment.
So Amitabh, just clarify this for our viewers. What about other non-BJP rule states? They have the state scheme and also the center scheme. Both are being implemented.
Yeah, because in Rajasthan, you had a 25 lakh, I think what it was called, I just forget the name of the scheme. They had increased from 5 lakhs to 25 lakhs. So you have both schemes, or you have a top-up, so both can coexist. You can give a higher coverage to your people.
So if both can coexist, Shikha Mukherjee, why do you think Arvind Kejriwal and Mamata Banerjee are not agreeing to it?
Well, I think there's of course the credit politics going on, and also there was this question of eligibility. Who is eligible, who is not eligible, and that was the political explanation that was given. But let me also add that at this point in time, the Prime Minister's salvo against West Bengal and to an extent against the Delhi government, our government, is about electioneering.
Yes.
This is an election salvo. Let's face it, there is a by-election happening. And in this by-election, there is the BJP is finding it difficult to run a campaign. The reason is very simple. You know, if the overall campaign is all about batenge or ya katenge, which is a kind of the typical communal divisive politics the BJP has pursued over a large number of years, and which is going to be the sort of slogan of this election also. What is interesting here is that the BJP in other states, especially in Maharashtra, is kind of campaigning on the basis of its Ladki Behen Yojana and the other benefits that it has distributed to the population in a number of social welfare schemes, including a stipend to young people, including things for the farmers, including things for the industrial, for industrial as well as urban centers. Now, this is the problem in West Bengal. The BJP trashed Mamata Banerjee and her Lokhir Bhandar scheme, which is a cash handout of 1,200 rupees, on the basis of the fact that this was buying up votes. So today, when the Prime Minister lashes out at Mamata Banerjee for not implementing Ayushman, it is all about, I want to give you handouts, but your government is stopping you from receiving them. Now, there is a long politics involved in this, and let me very quickly cover this part, which is that, you know, since for the past 2 years, there has been a kind of constant battle between the center and the West Bengal government over benefits, which is one of them being NREGA, the other one being PM Awas, and the third one being disaster relief. And this battle has been going on for a long while. So there is a problem in West Bengal in this by-election, and every seat counts today, in whether it's a by-election or it's a state election. So therefore, you know, the Prime Minister has to find a way of reaching out to the population of West Bengal's, the six constituencies where the by-election is happening, that we are actually a pro-people, pro-benefits, pro-welfare scheme party.
Okay.
How does he do it? He does it by trashing Mamata Banerjee on one scheme.
Okay. Amitabh Tiwari? You know, welfareism has always been a talking point in multiple elections. State elections, Lok Sabha elections. But it is always about welfareism plus. Multiple other factors at play here as well.
No, of course, multiple other factors are in play. And this scheme was announced sometime during the budget itself, which is being operationalized now.
Yes.
At that point of time, of course, there were no elections. But of course, this credit war and this tussle between the center and the state over devolution of funds, GST, release of money for MGNREGA, etc., this has increased over the past 5 to 10 years. And this does not augur well for the people of the state, because ultimately they are going to suffer.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So, Tausif and Anmol, this is a question to both of you. Why can't the two schemes coexist? Tausif, first to you. 30
Can
seconds.
I respond?
Well, firstly, there are thousands of crores of dues that center has failed to release to Mamata Banerjee government. They are at loggerheads. And while Mamata Banerjee government already is successfully running one welfare scheme, why would she be forced to implement a central government scheme which is not even fully funded? It is only 60% funding which has to be provided, which central government is providing. The beneficiary himself has to contribute in the, if they want to avail of that, those scheme. Okay. Whereas Mamata Banerjee government is providing a fully state-funded scheme.
Okay, so that's
ours is a better scheme.
Okay, so that's the reason you do not need it. What about Anmol? The Delhi government?
Mariaji, the central government has clearly stipulated that only one scheme can operate in a state. Either it's the Ayushman scheme. Either it's the Ayushman scheme. And we have just drawn the comparison between the two schemes, that how there's a cap. Why can't every citizen of this country be provided with better and world-class healthcare facilities? Why it's only for a limited section? And to that also, a limit of 5 lakh and the ones who are earning less than 10,000. So how is it possible? Just tell me, if the minimum wage of an unskilled worker is more than 18,000, then only 10% of the citizens of Delhi can avail benefits of this scheme. What about the other 90%?
Okay.
What wrong they have done?
Okay,
Why can't they avail the facilities?
Last word to R.P. Singh here. R.P. Singh, of course, you know, in a decade now we are seeing that there are a lot of ideas which are being revisited. My question here is that if the states are saying that they have to bear 40% of the cost in the implementation, as Mamata Banerjee had said that she would not bear 40% of the expenditure as is mandated in the scheme, then the states can go ahead with their respective schemes.
Well, Maria, first let me differentiate between the two schemes. As I earlier also mentioned, that there's a difference between two schemes. The state scheme only is confined to the state hospitals. If someone is traveling out, or someone is not in the state, or someone wants to get himself treated outside the state in some other hospital, so he can't get himself treated. As I told you, there's a Gangaram hospital next to my residence. It's a very good facilities which entertain Ayushman Bharat. And we get people from Bengal, people from Madhya Pradesh, other states. They can get themselves treated here also. And then there's the benefit which should be extended to people from all states. Because, for example, someone is in Mumbai and want to be get himself treated, so he should get that benefit. And also, coming to the Anmol's point, I again request you, hold a show tomorrow and open your lines and ask people how many people are getting benefit of the scheme of getting treatment for 5 crore rupees or 2 crore rupees. People are being deprived of the basic facility. Anmol, I never interrupted you. But people are deprived of very basic facilities. And the facilities like test. As I told you, 65,000 ghost tests. There's already
so how would you comment on the cap which
going.
Has highlighted
so
your
result?
Anmol, listen to him.
Of the Delhi government.
Anmol,
you're not even providing free facilities, even OPD facilities you are not providing under that scheme.
Sir, you are mistaken.
Only when the patient is admitted, then he is entitled to avail that 5 lakh. Otherwise, he is not entitled.
But facility being provided by the Delhi government, except the...
We are providing more than 1,000 pre-dressed and surgeries.
People are being
prescribed wrong
medicine
and they die
because of that.
The children
die because of the wrong medicine prescribed by the doctors
of the
Mohalla Clinic.
And we have also provided facilities of Mohalla Clinic, which has been praised worldwide. The effectiveness of the Mohalla Clinics and our Delhi healthcare model is applauded.
Maria, I
by
give a challenge
the
again.
Laureate.
I'll appreciate. Send your cameraman. I'll take
him around
the
city and show
the
condition of the Ban Ki-moon.
The depleted condition
by
of the Mohalla
Prime
Clinic.
Minister of
where
Northern,
the state
Mr.
of the doctor, you find animals. You find cows and dogs in the Mohalla Clinics. That's the state of the affair.
All right, we have really come to the end of this discussion. The best part of this issue is certainly that you are discussing the benefits of schemes. That's the good part of political discourse. So thank you so much, R.P. Singh, Amitabh Tiwari, Anmol, Tausif, Ashutosh and Shikha Mukherjee.